Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told the New York Times this week if investigations into any connection between his presidential campaign and Russia expand to include a probe of his family's finances, that would cross the line. Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself for the Russia investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone on the Times interview and the comments about Sessions.
The sense you get from reading this interview is that Trump believes the Attorney General should kind of be serving the president in a way and maybe almost acting as a protector. And, you know, traditionally in our country, the Attorney General is supposed to be the top law enforcement person in the land and is supposed to try to remove him or herself from politics as much as possible. I think some Republicans, even on Capitol Hill, are a little concerned by these comments regarding Jeff Sessions.
After Sessions recused himself, his deputy appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to carry out the Russia probe. Committees in the Senate and House of Representatives are conducting their own investigations as well. South Korea called on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks in a bid to ease rising border tensions on the Korean Peninsula and eventually to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program, Pyongyang yet to officially respond. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashed with police in some of the areas. A 24-year-old man was killed, and three people were wounded in the clashes. This is VOA News. Syrian army and members of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group have launched a major offensive on the ground in a border area between the two countries. The government-controlled Syrian military media reported military operations began early today with two fronts along the border. The offensive was widely expected after negotiations with militants to leave the area failed over the past few days. World Food Program is warning millions of people around the world are going to bed hungry because the cost of feeding them is escalating due to conflict, instability, and other complex emergencies. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva, where the WFP's latest World Food Assistance Report was released.
The World Food Program reports humanitarian needs and complex global emergencies are growing, as is the cost of feeding the hungry. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says some 800 million people globally are going hungry. She says many are caught in conflict or natural disasters.
We know how to end hunger, but all of our efforts are so often hampered, blocked, impeded because there's fighting going on. And that, to me, is like the big tragedy.
The WFP reports the cost of providing food aid has gone up by more than 140% from $2.2 billion in 2009 to $5.3 billion in 2015. Lucia says the amount of money needed for humanitarian programs this year is expected to climb to more than $9 billion. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two today, injured more than 100 others. It happened on the Greek island of Kos. Rescue teams were searching for people who were trapped inside of local houses. This quake is the second in the region this year to exceed the magnitude of 6.0, a level which can cause considerable damage. Greece lies in an earthquake-prone zone. Two U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill granting amnesty to illegal immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. The bill, if it were to pass, would be a lifeline for the young people who already have registered for the Obama-era program, known as Deferred Actions for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. The Department of Homeland Security chief told members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus his agency will not commit to defending the program in court because department lawyers say it's unlikely it would survive a legal challenge. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.